Hello, friends. It's the last day of September already, and time flies too fast, but Halloween is just around the corner, so I'm excited for that. I suppose I should do spoopy stuff this coming month. I have to do some brainstorming, but I have a few scripts lined up from friends that I'm hoping to tackle. There's gonna be some familiar characters and maybe potentially some new ones. But I don't want to promise myself to anything because then I stress out about deadlines. So I'm just gonna do my best. If I sound a little different today is because I'm getting over a cold. You know, growing up, mom or dad's always nagging you to dress warm. Otherwise, you're gonna get a chill, get the sniffles, dress warm. I was always nagged by my mom to dress warm enough to go outside. And now that I'm adult, mom doesn't nag as much anymore. But I suppose mom was right. I really need to dress warmer because it's my weather right now. It flip-flops between being hot and super chilly, and I should really wear sweatpants and take out my sweaters, maybe even a fall jacket, because I'm not equipped. As a small person, I don't have a lot of fat storage. I have no insulation, and I really shouldn't have gone out the other day in shorts and t-shirt. So I got sick. I'm done with the coughs. Luckily, sinuses weren't too bad. But yeah, it sucks. Thankfully, not COVID. I still have a few rapid tests lying around, so knock on wood, I still haven't got COVID, although I probably jinxed myself for this year. Hopefully not. I guess boosters are probably coming out soon, or new stuff. I'll look into that once the campaigns start bugging you to get it, or maybe work will push it. We'll see. I like to tell myself this, like, I just, Skitty gets sick one time a year, and hopefully this is it. Check. To-do list done. I've already been sick this year. No more sick Skitty, please. I would like to go on vacation later on next month in good health. My poison ivy has pretty much cleared up, so I'm pretty happy with that. Although I am a little worried about scarring. All the little scabbies have pretty much come off. The itchiness went away a few weeks ago, so I'm happy with that. Health stuff is not fun, but on the scale of things, I'm pretty okay. I just need to be smarter. So, lesson here, dress appropriately for the weather, or you end up like Skitty. Sick. But if you do get sick, chicken soup, nice warm soups really help. And I, like, downed so much honey lemon tea. I feel like that's all I've had, I think, by the end of this weekend. By Monday, I'll be alright again. And then I could probably try to tackle some recordings without this nasally voice. Although, it might make for a good reverse comfort audio. Come cuddle with your sick girlfriend. Let me cough in your ear. I'll be good. I won't spread my cooties around. On the topic of cooties, I hope you liked my audio about your best bud who wants to try kissing you, what was the audio? The draft I had was called Bases, like baseball bases, because it was all about getting to first base, second base, third base. I suppose I could do a follow-up with fourth base, but it was kind of like a light, wholesome-y audio. I didn't want to venture into sex, and realistically, I feel like first-timers shouldn't rush things. It's sweet to take it slow, so I purposely blue-balled my character. No segs. But I thought I'd go back to the message where the patron asked me about and gave me the idea for the audio. Let's see, one second. So they wanted me to kind of cover like a little bit of sex ed, like how to touch a person, what kind of motions, when should you be a little bit more cautious and careful about approaching someone, how to tell if everything's going okay, how to not cause discomfort. So this person's very conscientious about making their partner comfortable, and I think that's sweet. I think when you're with someone, you want to feel good, and hopefully you want the other person to feel good. And as cheesy as it sounds, it honestly comes down to communication. If you're not sure, ask the person. It doesn't have to be like awkward and unsexy. Just, I don't know, go with the flow. You could outright just ask them, is everything okay? There's body language, you could verbally ask them. And they ask, how do I learn all these things? You just learn them on the spot. You learn them with different partners. Everyone's a little bit different. In my audio, my character leads the listener, and everything goes pretty smooth. But in real life, there's gonna be fumbles. It's gonna be even more awkward. My first time was awkward, but I was comfortable with my person, and I know some people say fake it until you make it, but I don't think, at least for me, that's the advice I want to give for sex, and getting to know a new partner. Don't fake it. And don't fake orgasms. Don't fake orgasms. If sex is bad, something needs to change. And you deserve an orgasm. I'm sure your partner would also want to give you a proper O. Yeah. Don't fake orgasms. For virgins out there, I hope you find a someone that you'll feel comfortable with. And it's okay if you haven't gone up to bat yet. Take your time. There's no need to rush. It might seem like the grass is greener on the other side, but being in a relationship is also a lot of work and responsibilities. Anywho, I'm going to make some more tea for myself, and I'm gonna go see a friend later this evening, and we are gonna make cinnamon rolls, because I saw a box of Pillsbury on sale at the grocery store, and I bought some. And extra icing, because there's never enough icing in those rolls. Okie dokie. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. Stay cozy, stay warm, and I'll talk to you guys later. Big hugs. Big fuzzy. Warm hugs. I'm hugging my blanket.